Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director, and the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope. Sister Connie lives in Mount Vernon, New York, and her preaching today is entitled, An Eye on the Sparrow.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Beware of the leaven, that is, the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Well, I can think of no better way to reflect on this gospel passage than to listen first to these words of Pope Francis. Let us take advantage of the present moment. This is the Christian sense of seizing the day. Not to enjoy life in each passing moment, no. This is the worldly sense. But to seize today, to say no to evil and yes to God, to open oneself to God's grace, to once and for all stop falling back on ourselves, dragging ourselves into hypocrisy, and to face our own reality as we are, to recognize that we have not loved God and neighbor as we should, and to confess this. I believe our faith allows us to trust in God's loving presence in our lives and God's providence when we carry out God's will. There are many in the world, including ourselves, who are too afraid when we have no food, no home, no work. We often forget that God is always available to help us. Our faith assists us in realizing God's blessings. Indeed, we are being called to examine our faith, and more so, to acknowledge God's blessings, and to become a blessing to others. It is interesting to hear Jesus speaking about the sparrows. They were such a common sight everywhere that one could never have imagined a time when sparrows would disappear. Yet they are indeed disappearing from our houses and gardens. Somehow, climate change is affecting them too. It's another call to deeper ecological conversion for all of us. A call to pay attention to integral ecology. Luke's gospel indicates that tension is building up and opposition to Jesus is becoming stronger as he heads towards Jerusalem. We are very aware of the tensions between good and evil in our world today. Any who follow him need to be ready. We know that the people who are suffering on the fringes of society may not know that they are of more value than many sparrows. We know and believe that the millions of people who suffer terrible trials of injustice here on earth will find consolation in life after death. Yet, this is a huge leap of faith and a challenge to each of us to do our part. In hope, we hear again God's message. Do not fear. Every little bird is cared for by God. And yes, even the hairs of our own heads are counted. Can we believe this and live this belief? Our true selves will come through. True prayer will get us in touch with our true selves, with our positive and negative sides. May God inspire all that is good in us, and may God's healing forgiveness look after the rest. Remember, each of us is worth more than many sparrows. I believe, Lord, help my unbelief.